Good morning and welcome to Global Time with Christ Jesus. This is Wednesday morning, and it's May 21st. We're just having a minor technical glitch. Praise God. It's the year of our Lord 2014, and thank you for joining us. We praise God and do rejoice over your faithfulness, that you looked forward to being on the podcast with us today. And we thank you, and we thank and praise the Lord for you as well. I'm your host, Aubrey L. Gregory, for the next 30 minutes or so. And my spirit exalts and rejoices every morning as we get ready to be live. It's, the Spirit of the Lord just wakes me up, and it's the first thing on my mind as I get up real early to prepare and focus on what God wants us to bring before Him on a day like today. Well, I'd like to draw your attention to our theme today, our focus. It's compassion, rather God's compassion for sinners. I was meditating on our human condition just recently, and I'm awed every once in a while you can get a glimpse that's deep. I mean, deep. That's the only way I can describe it. It's a flash. And I think God is merciful, truly merciful, in that He doesn't allow us to see all that's there to be seen. Because I don't know that we can handle it, we can take it. But every once in a while, He'll allow us a brief flash of reality, and it's starkness, so to speak. So I received this flash of our condition as humans on the planet. And in fact, I think it was on yesterday. Yeah, just on yesterday. I was thinking about a particular situation that's going on in another nation across the globe. And it was just mind-boggling. And I said, my God. But thankfully, God has compassion for the entire earth, for every person, for every nation. And we're thinking about that today, even as we approach His throne to make intercession. If we just look at Lamentations chapter 3, verse 21 to 23. That's the book of Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 21 to 23. And I'm reading from the Amplified Bible. It says in verse 21, beginning there, it says, "But this I recall, and therefore have I hope and expectation. It is because of the Lord's mercy and loving kindness that we are not consumed, because His tender compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great and abundant is your stability and faithfulness." So God's compassion restrains Him from consuming us because of our sinful state and condition. And His compassions, and I noticed that the scripture says, I took note of that, it says compassions, plural. And we usually think of compassion as a singular state. It says compassions. And boy, does that light up the reality of our situation, that the situation for individuals and nations across the earth is such a state that it requires various kinds of compassions from the Lord. And not just various kinds, but also continued injections, if you will, of compassions. That's something that you may want to meditate on. It's pregnant with truth. But it says his tender compassions fail not, and they are new every morning. So on Wednesday, May 21st, which is today, his compassions are new today. They're fresh, they're great, and surely they're abundant. Isn't God wonderful? Yes, absolutely. Let us go to him in prayer. Once again, welcome to all of you. My heart is thrilled that you've joined us, and I'm sure God is so pleased. Thank you for being up on this wonderful Wednesday morning. Let us go before the throne of grace, and let us see his face. Let us see him as he is in all his majesty. We want to thank him today. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we thank you for so many things, and we are thankful that your word is true and established in heaven. According to Matthew chapter 24 and verse 35, that your mercies endure forever. According to Psalm 118 and 1, that your grace is sufficient for us. According to 2 Corinthians 12 and 9, for your angels and for your protection, according to Psalm 91, for your salvation, that our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life, according to Revelation 21 and 27, that everyone in our households are saved, according to Acts 16 and 31. For your righteousness that is imparted to us according to 1 Corinthians 5:21. Today we are thankful for your Holy Spirit as well, the inner voice, the inner witness, the candle of the Lord, according to Proverbs 20 and 27. Thank you for your peace, which passes all understanding, according to Philippians 4:7. Thank you for every battle and every problem we face, for the victory that you've given us, knowing that the battle is an opportunity to cause our revelation knowledge to become one solid rock, that the gates of hell can't prevail against us. Each and every battle is an opportunity for us to take root so that we can bear fruit. We know that the trying of our faith turns into patience, causing us to form into perfect men and women, wanting nothing. So thank you that we can ask in your presence for whatever we will. And as long as we are connected to the vine, we have the petitions we ask for. Thank you for all of your provisions, all of your supply. You supply all our needs according to your riches and glory. So we thank you for divine prosperity, and we thank you for your healing, past, present, and future, as you are Jehovah Rophi. Thank you for divine health. Thank you for physical and spiritual hearing, seeing, feeling, smelling, and tasting. Thank you for the sun, the moon, the stars, the trees, the grass, the air, the water, the plants, the flowers, the birds, the animals, the mountains, the valleys, and all the other wonderful things you have created for us, yet we so often take for granted. We thank you today for forgiveness. We confess our sins, our failures, humbly in your presence, And we stand on your promise that if we confess our sin, you are faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So we receive and accept your wonderful forgiveness and the great cleansing through the blood of Jesus Christ. Place his blood upon the horns of our being, our spirit, just as in olden days they placed the blood on the horns of the altar, and your work of redemption was complete because of the blood. Well, we believe today our redemption is complete and renewed, certified and verified in the name of Jesus. We thank you today. We thank you that you are glorified, and the enemy of our souls, the devil, he is horrified. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, praise the Lord, and thank you for your time with us today. I'm opening and making live every person's line so that your voice could be heard loud and clear, far and wide. Yes, we're global. We're on the internet, and we're being heard in live in places that you might not imagine. And not just live, there are people also that are streaming, logging on and streaming 24/7, any time of the day. It's available. Our prayercast is available on demand, and we thank God for that. Now, if you have a prayer request, well, why not share it with us, and or a praise report, because God is on the move at all times. He is busy accomplishing that which he has set and written down as a decree that will happen in the earth at any given moment. So if you have a praise report, well, let's shame the adversary and let's let the light shine of God's goodness and his mercy, his compassion. He has compassion. It never, ever fails. As we learned in the scripture, they are new every morning, and it's for our stability and faithfulness, and we thank him for his loving kindness. Do I hear a voice? Someone is wanting to speak. If so, please go ahead. You're live. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Glory to God. Well, on our prayer list today, our targets are, we want to pray for the salvation of those that are outside of the kingdom of God, meaning that they're in the kingdom of darkness. They're not in the kingdom of light. That is a terrible condition. And we do want to take a minute to intercede today that thousands would come into the kingdom of light, would be translated from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. We also want to pray for mothers who have incarcerated sons and daughters. That has to be extremely, I cannot imagine, extremely heartbreaking. I can't imagine. I won't even try. Because first of all, I'm not a mother, and a mother is so special and has such qualities and sensitivities that it's not possible for me to be in touch with that. But I know God can, because he is the compassionate God of all our lives. So we're praying for mothers with incarcerated sons and daughters, and we're also praying for the children with incarcerated parents. These are great and awesome, painful conditions that exist in our communities. And so it's just unbelievable pain. And so we want to pray for them. In addition to any requests that you have. On today, we want to remember the Wilkes family as they prepare to say goodbye to their loved one, the mother, that's Reverend Wilkes' wife, who passed 2 days ago. And that's the day before yesterday, I believe. And so that's a wonderful lady, by the way. I knew her personally. And last time I saw her was last year. I think it was in the fall of last year. That's the last time I saw her. But she was going through an extended period of illness. And so God has brought about healing. She's with Him now. And so the family is in bereavement and great grief and sadness over her transition. But that's what it is, a transition. She's with the Lord, absent from the body, present with the Lord. So I believe that she is going to be laid to rest in Baltimore. That's where she's from, and most of their family are. But the funeral, the local version of it will be on Friday, I believe, at Metropolitan Baptist Church. So let's remember them in prayer. Okay, let's go to the Lord on behalf of the lost. Because God has compassion for the lost. And compassion has not only to do with the body and its needs, the soul's distressing state, its needs and its dangers all ask for compassion. So the highest state of grace is known by compassion for sinners. This sort of compassion belongs to grace and sees not only the bodies of people, but their immortal spirits, which are soiled by sin, unhappy and miserable without God, and in peril of being lost forever. So when compassion sees dying people hurrying to God, then it breaks out in intercession for these sinful persons. Let us pray for all of those. Someone was praying such that we came to know the Lord. Let us now return the favor. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and our Savior, our mighty Savior, Christ Jesus. Heavenly Father, we pray for those that are still mired and lost in sin. There are so many in our world today that are still without the cleansing, without the salvation that you have offered to every man that is ever living, that is on the earth, in the past, present, and the future. There's this great salvation that you've wrought through your Son, one that is effective and effectual, enough to bring a person back from the edge of hell, back to a place where they're placed on a solid rock to stand. And that rock is Christ Jesus. So we thank you today. So we pray for the lost of this world, and that every man, woman, and child from here to the farthest corners of the earth would have the opportunity to hear your word today. Your Spirit is awesome, that He broods over the salvation of many. Creatively, He seeks to end the chaos, bring light out of darkness, cause the waters to separate, to bring order out of disorder. Well, we pray today, we intercede, and we use our faith, believing that thousands this day would have the opportunity to make Jesus Christ their Lord. They would confess him as Lord. We ask the Lord of the harvest to thrust the perfect laborers across the way of these lives this day, that the good news would be shared. The good news of the gospel would be shared in a special way so that they will listen and understand, that it will touch their hearts. Their spirits would be made clean in the name of Jesus. We pray with thanksgiving for your mercy, for your compassion, for your grace. Touch those hearts today in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
By the blood
of
Jesus. Cleanse, make whole, make alive, quicken in the name of Jesus. We see men, we see women, we see children moving into the kingdom of light on this day. Even in our families, our neighborhood, our communities, our cities and our towns, in Jesus' name, running for the gates of heaven, running away from the gates of hell, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that your doors and your gates have been laid wide open for the nations to come in, for the nations to say, yes, you are God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise his name. Hallelujah. He is worthy all to be praised. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
More than worthy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. If you, if anyone has a praise report or a prayer request, we will entertain that now, just before we proceed to our next item on our prayer agenda today. Now is your chance.
Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning. Good morning. God bless you on this day.
God bless you, and God bless everyone on this prayer line presently this morning. I thank God for the opportunity to get up on an early morning and to talk to him and to hear from him and to fellowship with him and all the other prayer warriors and intercessors that are on this line this morning. I have a praise report and a prayer request. My praise report is I thank God for answered prayer. As I had testified a couple months ago, I have two brothers that were on the street and was on drugs, and they were delivered.
Praise God.
Well, one is out, he is home, and he is doing good. He's working. He got a little part-time job, and he's working.
Praise God.
The other one is still on his way to a rehabilitation facility. So I just want to thank God for the work he's doing. I also want to thank God for the work he's doing with Sister Tammy. She is struggling with the same drug addiction, and God has done a new thing in Sister Tammy's life, and I want to ask everyone to continue praying for those who are struggling with drug addiction, those who are struggling with alcoholic addiction, for any addiction I want to thank God for what he's doing and for us, but my prayer request is for us to continue praying for them.
Yes.
Even those that we do not know, because there's a lot of people that are struggling with addiction. And it's not, I have seen it personally, you know, I've worked with people who are struggling. I've lived with family members who are struggling with drugs and alcohol, and I know it's not an easy road. I want us to continue praying for individuals and those who are struggling with addiction.
Well, thank you for the praise report, and thank you for offering the prayer request. We will join our hearts and our faith right now on behalf of all of those that are struggling, and they're struggling because they are caught in a web, in a trap called addiction, and also they would like to be free, but they can't be free without the power of God. The power of God is what it takes, the compassion of God, the very thing that we talked about earlier. We saw Tammy on Mother's Day, and she, you can see externally the work that's going on by the Holy Spirit inside of her. You can see the work on her countenance, so to speak. Father, we thank you for the deliverance that comes, the hope that is in you, the no-soul hope that by his stripes we are healed. We see your power in demonstration all the time in the lives, not only our own lives, but the lives of others, as you bring them to yourself, as you draw them closer and closer by the bands of love that you have on applied to their lives. So we thank you for Tammy and the others that you're strengthening, that you're renewing, that you're completely remaking, because you said any man in Christ is a new creation. We thank you, Lord, for that process and how that works. It's such a wonderful thing to watch a person be quickened and be made alive through Christ and in Christ. We thank you for Shakita as well, and how you are raising her up. We thank you for her praise report and her deliverance and the opening of her eyes and her desire that you've given to her, the desire to serve you, to please you. We thank you for meeting her need of employment, and now she has two jobs, you know, and she's able to take care of her necessities. So we thank you, Lord, and we bless your name today on behalf of all those that are crying out for help and deliverance from the spirit of addiction. In the name of Jesus, we thank you on their behalf. Thank you, Lord, that you're cleansing them. You're removing every taste, every sense of need for those substances, Lord, throughout our families, throughout our communities. This spirit of addiction has been moving through our communities at will and through our families at will. We pray right now that that spirit is arrested, dispatched, and evicted in the name of Jesus on this day, that even now as people rise and the spirit seeks to drive them towards satisfying the urge and the need for the drugs, that you would just cause a taste and the desire to quit and to leave, and a spirit of a hunger for righteousness, your spirit for and thirst for righteousness would come in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And we bless your name. Thank you for the freedom and the deliverance that is available right now
Yes,
in
Lord.
Jesus' name.
Thank you,
amen.
Jesus.
And amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the name of the Lord.
Thank you,
hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We don't want to leave from our prayer session today without praying for mothers with incarcerated sons and daughters, and also the children who have parents that are incarcerated. I happen to know of many cases that fits that description, and I can only imagine the pain that causes and is present with that condition. So let us pray now for those mothers. We thank God for mothers who are able to endure, who are able to sustain through all of these kinds of challenges. It must be the grace of God and the compassion of God that allows them the enablement. So let us pray for them right now. Father, we pray for all the mothers, those we know and those that we do not know of, where their child, the fruit of their womb, is locked up and incarcerated, imprisoned right now. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the cords of love that no one can destroy, that goes between that mother, their son, and their daughter right now. That as she even as she prays and thinks of her son and her daughter, with that connection, the Holy Spirit would maintain that connection, maintain that cord, so it's never severed, never ever broken or destroyed. It's an umbilical of love and mercy and your compassion. So we thank you for it today. Father, we pray that that son and that daughter would listen and hear your voice, even as your Holy Spirit ministers to them quietly, seeking to free them from the inside out, trying to quicken their spirits to life in Christ, that they would ask for mercy, they would confess their sin, they would get a sense of their true condition by your Holy Spirit. Save them now. And Father, comfort that mother. In the name of Jesus, comfort her. Comfort her. And where there's a father that stands by her, comfort him as well. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you right now. Hallelujah. We speak peace. We speak comfort. We speak strength over the mothers right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we seek to remember the children who are missing their parent. Strengthen the children right now. Comfort them. Your compassion is new, you said in your word, and we ask for that on their behalf today. In the name of Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Strengthen these children in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Strengthen them, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, use this circumstance to bring these children to you so that the curse is broken in the name of Jesus. The curse is broken in their lives.
In the name
of Jesus.
It is broken.
Father, today we say, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Your tender mercy is great.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Move by your spirit throughout our communities today.
In the name of Jesus.
Bring about wholeness and healing.
Healing of
spirit and soul. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Only you can heal the pain. Only you can relieve the pain and the suffering.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name.
I thank you for your presence in my life.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you for your mercy and your grace, Lord.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Thank you for your love.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for the peace that passes all understanding that can only come from you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you for the strength.
Yes.
Thank you for the glory, Lord. The joy of serving you is all strength, Lord. Thank you for giving us that inner joy.
Glory to God.
Serving you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord.
Strength, Lord. I thank you.
Yes.
As you make the provision for everything, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you for being who you are.
Glory to
Hallelujah,
God.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah
to Jehovah Shalom.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for that peace, Lord, that could only come from you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for doing it, Lord. Thank you for the testimonies that will come forth, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, that you will use these men and women, Lord, for your kingdom. That they will draw others unto you, Lord. That this will just be a testimony of their life, Lord. That they will be able to minister to others.
Father.
That they will be able to bring others out of the darkness into the light.
Yes. The name
to
of
what
Jesus.
You have brought them out of, Lord. I thank you for Tammy, Lord. I pray that you will give her the strength that she'll be able to minister to other women, to minister
Lord.
To other young ladies,
so
Lord,
shall it be.
That you will use her for your kingdom, Lord. That you will use her, Lord, in a mighty way.
Yes.
That she will bring others to you, Lord. That her light will so shine, Lord, that others will see and want to follow what it is. What did she do, Lord? I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in my brother's life, Lord, that you will use them for your kingdom, Lord. That you will use them to bring men and women unto you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
But I thank you that what the devil takes for bad, you're going to turn it around for good for your kingdom, Lord. And that you will get the glory. And you will get the praises.
All praise the name of the Lord.
I thank you. I thank you. I thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank
praise the name of the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to your name, Jesus. You're so worthy.
Yes.
You're
thank
worthy,
you, Lord.
You're worthy.
Hallelujah.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, on June 8th, we get to do something practical. Well, someone is getting ready to speak. Would you go ahead?
I just wanted morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Sister Florence.
Florence, yes, good morning. I just want to, I'm back. Praise God.
Welcome back.
Thank you, Jesus.
Just want
praise
to
the Lord.
You passed and all the saints that was that prayed for me or my family that flew down, and thank God we had a safe flight. You know,
wonderful.
My granddaughter
praise
wasn't too good with it, but her time's flying. But we had safe flight there and back, and I just thank God for your prayers because there's so much going on with this airline stuff that God took us there and brought us back safely.
Amen.
And so Sunday, it was so rainy all day. Sometimes you have to be careful what you ask God for. It was raining all day Sunday, and I'm saying, Lord, don't rain on our parade tomorrow. The graduation was Monday, and it was outside. So
okay.
I just asked, Lord, give us a sunny day, and he did. And I thank
praise
God for that.
Lord.
It was like
yes.
chilly in the morning a little bit, and, you know, the warm weather come in and the warm breeze go out, you know, cold come back in. But around 12:30, the sun came out so bright, and it shined all afternoon to the night. And it was just wonderful because, and I was looking at the situation, you know, we saying our people don't like to, you know, study and go to school, our children. I'm telling you, it was so awesome that thanks Sunday Morehouse and these all black colleges, so our people are moving up. Sunday was Morehouse graduation, and which is all men, all black boys. And Sunday was Spelman, which is all girls. And Monday
yes.
was my grandbaby, where Stephon graduated. Benicia and Stephon graduated Clark Atlanta. They're all in the same area. But I was so amazed about the number of people. There were 712 young women and men marched Monday.
Praise
I thought
the Lord.
Number was awesome. You know, because the jails don't have them all. We thank God that they
praise God for that.
Going on. And then out of that 700 undergraduate, 712, there was about 107 with their graduate degree. So God is doing a good thing, and I thank God for you, you and everyone that prayed for us, and we had a good day. Thank you so much, and thank God.
Amen.
And it was so awesome. It was so awesome when they stood up and sang, "We are standing on holy ground."
Praise
and you know I
God.
Lost it. That's when I lost
I'm
get, it.
I'm getting
wonderful.
Goosebumps right now.
It was so they stood up and sang, "We are standing on holy ground." I'm telling you, I was so awed about that. Braden, that scripture song into the program. So
yes.
So much. Thank God and everyone that prayed that we're back home safe.
Well, praise God. Praise God. Well, that's what a praise report does. It gives you, it can give you goosebumps. I mean, just hearing that, and I'm imagining the scene and having a little bit of a deja vu in terms of my own experience with graduation. You know, having graduated a few times. It's just a day that words cannot describe, particularly for those who are experiencing it. You know, so it's God gets the glory. Satan doesn't have all of the young people. And these are going to be leaders, transformers, the people that are going to make the difference and shed light. These are lights in God's universe of creation. And so we thank God for them. Well, thank you for that praise report. And
she made the cum laude list, which I was proud. She didn't even know she was, so she called. They called me that morning. She made the cum laude list, which is the third highest in the graduation class. It's summa cum laude, magna cum laude, and cum laude. She made cum laude, so thank God
okay.
she did well. But the struggle trying to get out of there.
Well, we could say praise the laude.
Yes.
Amen.
I mean, she's struggling trying to school.
Hallelujah.
That goes to show young men, ladies and men, you can do it. She struggled working two jobs and going to school, and she came out third highest
well,
in her
God.
Class.
May God bless all of them and they
good.
Continue their walk
Amen.
In excellence. Hallelujah. Well, as we leave from our prayer assembly today, I just want to have you keep in thoughts, minds, and meditation the June 8th at 4:30 p.m. Pentecost outreach, celebration and outreach. I was in a meeting last night about that. And if any of you would like to participate, They need altar workers. They need people to do security. They need people. We're expecting at least 1,000 to 1,500 people in that event. And the place will be saturated with literature inviting the residents. I believe it's going to exceed a couple of thousand residents in the area who live in the immediate area. And this event is at Branchbrook Park on Park Avenue, and the location is right down by the lake where you have the two statues of the lions. And there will be tents there. There will be all kinds of things that would tend to support outreach to lost souls, such as we prayed today. So this is an opportunity for a practical expression of your concern, along with prayer, of course. But if you would like to, because we're in a tent, we're going to be part of that, or we are part of it already. We're in the planning of it. So you can see us at our assembly. We have some paperwork, you know, some literature that you can use for signing up and all of that kind of stuff. So once again, we thank you. We see all of our regular people with us and more. And we thank you for joining us on this day, on this Wednesday morning, and may God bless you richly on this day. May all of your challenges be met with victory in the name of Jesus. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 18. This is our benediction today. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be both glory, I'm sorry, let me reread that. To him be glory both now and forevermore. And we all can say amen to that. In other words, so let it be. Thank you for joining us. Come with your praise report and your prayer request on tomorrow. Keep a song in your heart.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you,
Jesus. Amen. Shalom, everyone.
Hallelujah.
Amen. God bless.
Thank you.
God bless you, Jesus.
Thank you. God bless.
Jesus, 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 you are the Lord. You are the Lord, Jesus. Hallelujah.